Om Shanti.
Good morning. The month of January continues, and plenty more blessings waiting to be experienced by Baba's children, and little miracles happening everywhere. So today's really is something that reminds me of the first lesson, because Baba's saying, are you truly the embodiment of knowledge and yoga? You listen to knowledge, you share the knowledge, and that's good. But have you become the one who has the experience of all of these things? Have you been able to see the results of yoga in your own life? And then Baba's outlined quite a number of things that should be visible in our life if we are actually experimenting with yoga. So to be the embodiment of knowledge, but then also to experiment with yoga in different ways. And it reminds me of what Dadiratan Muini had said and used to underline in many classes. Baba taught them to be soul conscious at every step, and they would remind each other as to whether they were being soul conscious. And if there was a situation in which it was clear that it wasn't soul conscious, then they had permission from each other to remind each other, Man Manabhav. They didn't say remember Shiv Baba, they just said Man Manabhav. But of course that meant soul and God. And so if we truly experiment just with these two subjects, that's it. I think everything would be transformed so quickly. I was asking, have you been able to change your samskaras? Have you experimented with changing your samskaras? And that happens with the power of yoga. So all along the line, just laying the foundation very, very strongly about soul consciousness. And 90% of the things we're dealing with in Brahman life would be resolved. And the other 10%, just by connecting with Baba and taking power from Baba. I'm looking at the topics that we've been having, public events for honoring Baba, and one was breaking barriers, and the other one yesterday was about human dignity. So these topics have been chosen because these are the issues that people in the world are dealing with in a big way. So many of the problems, not just interpersonal relationships, but also in terms of communities and countries and international relations, they're connected with these things. And here's Baba giving us such a strong experience of what is soul consciousness and what is God consciousness, and reminding us that we have to experiment with this. And yes, there's lots of other experiments, but especially these two things, which are the foundation of Raj Yoga. And out of all of those, the whole subject of identity comes out very, very strongly, and how attached we are to the external identities that we were born into, or our career has given us, our education has given us. And so coming back to basics, am I experimenting with soul consciousness? Am I experimenting with that connection with Baba, even a traffic control for just a minute or a few minutes, and seeing how that can work and how that can change situations? And in terms of identity, it's not just that I'm a soul, But Baba's reminded us of the original and eternal qualities of the soul, the stage of being the pure soul, the stage of being a soul that has peace. The other day, the Murali on peace. Am I peaceful in all my interactions? Then there wouldn't be even negative thoughts. Then there wouldn't be even that violence of subtle violence in which I impose or try to impose my will on others. My idea is the right one, and so this is how it should be. But in soul consciousness, you're right, and I may also be right. I remember a situation in, it would have been December 1977. Dadiji had completed her tour, and it was her first tour of the West, and it led to amazing things happening across the world, and in particular the start of service in the USA and the inspiration for service at the UN. And so when Dadi arrived back in India and we were there, many of us, Baba met a group of us in Baba's room. And Baba's room was still the small room at that time. As you can see, it was a very intimate little gathering with Baba. And Baba looked around and Baba saw whoever was here and said that at that time it was Mohini Ben. So Baba said, Guyana is first. And then Baba said, Germany is first. And then Baba said, by the time he said that the third one was first, we knew that it was going to be first for everyone. When he first said just first, we could understand that it was a very new level of service that had opened up there in terms of government. But Baba went around first, 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 first. And so it's a lesson I've never forgotten, because in Baba's eyes, everyone is first, individuals are first, the service in that place is first. If you read the little passages that Baba speaks to the different groups that have come from India, again, whether it's Gujarat or Maharashtra or Punjab or Karnataka, whichever country, whichever zone Baba's addressing, each one has their own speciality, and Baba's talking about their specialities. So every state is first. And so, can I also extend that to my dialogue with others, accepting that whatever each one is saying is first and is right, because they're approaching it from a specific perspective. And so, I can see how this atmosphere that has been generated by extra yoga in Baba's home, that vibration of love and peace and constant stability in the atmosphere can be extended not just for a few days, but through the whole year. And all it needs is this practice of soul consciousness and the reminder of God consciousness. That's it. It doesn't take any more effort. Don't have to get into any more detail. Just these two things can make a transformation inside but also outside. And in today's Murali, Baba's talked about watching everything as a game. And so again, if I'm soul conscious, I can be the detached observer. And the situation is that on the one side there'd been a celebration of Kumari's surrendering, and immediately after that Dadi All-Rounder passing away. And Dadi All-Rounder was Dadi Gulzar's Laukik mother. And so here is Baba in the body of Dadi Gulzar talking about the departure of Dadi All-Rounder and saying it's a game. The detachment of Dadi Gulzar and letting Baba take over, we're all very, very aware with that. But really it was quite entertaining for me to think that Daddy Gulzar might be reading the Murali the next morning, because he always used to get very late in those days. So she read it the next morning, and she's reading about her mother's departure, and Baba has spoken this through her mouth. It's a game. It's interesting, isn't it? But in fact, there was no visible connection that we saw in any familiarity between Daddy All-Rounder and Daddy Gulzar. Like with Mama, her own mother called her Mama, and the same with Daddy Gulzar. Daddy All-Rounder called her Daddy Gulzar. She never used any other term. And so the practice of detachment from the body that they'd developed in all those years was so powerful that when they left the Yajna, and it wasn't just the inspiration to go out and serve, it was that, but it was also because the Yajna couldn't physically support them. And so when they were getting invitations from here and there, the question was asked of Didi yesterday, and she gave the answer about how wealth is nothing to do with external money, but wealth is the treasure that you carry within yourself. And that was exactly what had happened. They went out to Bombay, to Pune, and here and there, Delhi, everywhere, and no money in their hands. And yet, what was it that created air quality souls wherever it is they went? And those air quality souls became then the foundation for service, not only in Bharat, but across the world. And it was there. Purity, it was their drishti. And so there's a song that says they've got magic in their eyes. And it was something that people talked about in India. Don't look into the eyes of these women who are wearing white. They've got magic. They'll take you away from your family. It was a very common statement that was being made until fairly recently. Probably after Baba passed away, then I didn't hear it so much, because they thought that Baba had magic and he'd taught these women how to do the same magic, which he had. And he did have magic, but not in the way that they were saying. But literally, the magic in their eyes created air quality souls, and they had not even a single leaflet or a piece of paper or a book or anything. They didn't have a center. Center started afterwards. And so incredible magic happens just with knowing the self and knowing God, and the power of purity that can be transmitted through drishti. And so today, the experiment by all of us, and I think again we'll allow God's magic to come through. And today's Murali again struck me, because Baba's talking about humility coming from the state of being full. Then an example that you all know, but how a tree laden with fruit bows down, and it's easy to take the fruit. And yes, we've used that example in terms of the power of tolerance. And Baba was using this example in terms of the power of humility. But that experience of being full and complete is also the term that Baba uses when it's the state of contentment. If I'm contented, if I'm full, my eyes will not be drawn to anyone or anything, because I have all that I need. Humility, again, full and content, and no problem in bowing down to others in terms of giving them respect. Otherwise, the demand, I need your respect. I don't need anything from you. And if you give me your respect, that's your sanskaras that you are creating. Daddy told somebody at one point that whether somebody has any qualities or doesn't matter. You have to develop that sanskar of giving respect. because this is the sanskar you need to take with you into Satyug. Because in Satyug, a natural state of sanskars, where you're going to develop it in Paramdham, doesn't happen, has to be developed here and now. So that stage in which I am full and content, so I can give respect. I don't need first you give me, then I'm going to give you. Because it's not a bargain, it's not a business. But let me do what I need to do to be able to come to my own state of completion and perfection. And so seeing that that state of purity is the state that can lead us to a state of fullness and feeling complete within the self. When there's that state of purity, then yes, there's nothing unclean, that's for sure. Not even in thoughts or criticism about others or critical of what's happening in terms of the drama. And Baba said, remember, drama's my daughter. Don't complain about her. She is my sweet daughter. But the soul in that state of purity in which there's no complaints about anyone, anything, then, yes, I am feeling that state of fullness and completion. And in the state of contentment, the state of humility, these things follow on in a very, very natural way. And so when Baba sometimes reminds us, Brahma Baba's statement, I found what I was looking for, I need nothing more. And so I think we have to keep this emerged within our consciousness. Baba sometimes says that as time gets more and more critical, and we're beginning to see all sorts of things happen here and there, issues coming up that you wouldn't have expected in the developed world. Developing world, yes, they constantly run out of electricity, they constantly run out of water and all of these things, but how ready are we to face all of these things happening here? Or am I going to complain, why? But no, it's okay, Baba told me already, I know what I have to do, let me get on with it. But also, service at that time is in service of giving jnana in words. Service at that time is through my stage and my vision, my drishti, my attitude. And so my attitude and my drishti have to reflect the things that Baba's been teaching me for so many years now. Or even if it's a short time, I know some will say, well, I haven't been with Baba for many years. And I'm not seeing them now, but maybe they are here in the gathering. But there are some who've only been with Baba 2 years. They took the course through Zoom. And it's only recently that they started to actually meet Brahmins. Short time? Well, how long did it take Mama to become perfect, to become Mama? And then Karmateet later. But like with, I think it came in the Murli on the 18th, you never saw Baba made visible effort in any external way, but it was all internal and subtle because there were no gross things to sort out. Everything was just subtle. But Mama the same. Nobody ever saw her make gross effort to change a sanskara, but the subtle work and just as with Baba, early rising for personal yoga, and then Sakash to the world. Same thing with Mama, early rising, so that then there could be that time for the self, and then Sakash for the world. They did all of this way back in the 60s, and we're learning about it now and trying to practice it today. But Mama also, nothing external in terms of effort, just ready, absolutely ready. But Mama also reminding us that you're on the stage of the world, and the world is watching you, the world is seeing you, and so are we ready for that? And if I'm ready, then it has to be visible to others. That doesn't remain hidden. The inner effort is hidden, but when you're ready, then that's visible. And through drishti, being able to give support, being able to give help to others in need, and so am I full. And Baba's really telling me today that experiment with everything. And if you experiment, are you getting the results? And if you're not getting the results, then check your quality of experimentation. And if you check how you're doing something, what is the intention, what is the attitude, then that's what's going to make a difference. What is my intention in coming to Baba? No question. We were looking for God, or maybe truth, and we came to Baba as a result of that. And then, am I keeping that intention alive, that all I want is what Baba can give me? I need nothing more at all. And service is a byproduct. If I found what I was looking for, then the first thought is, I want to share it with family. I want to share it with friends. And maybe there isn't a single member of your family who's interested. It's okay. If there isn't a single member of your friend circle who's interested, that's also okay. Baba says, serve 1,000 and you'll find one Brahmin. So let me carry on serving thousands, and a few Brahmins will definitely emerge. And so today's Murali, it's actually almost a continuation of the whole experiment in silence that we've been having, listening to all the different aspects every day, because that was just emphasizing experiment. Experiment with this, experiment with that, and so on and so on. And today, I'll take leave from some of you. Some of you I'll see in Madhavan. Some of you I'll see tomorrow and a couple of days in between. But tomorrow, Alkaven and myself go to South Africa. And it's interesting because they've got a call of time program for the Africa region. And so that'll be interesting. For COVID times, call of time stopped totally, of course, except the sustenance through Zoom. We used to have a monthly Zoom call to sustain people. And of course, then no limits of numbers. Everybody who had been a participant could join. But now the call of times have started in practical, physical form. They started in the USA last year, but now other regions also, and at some point definitely in Oxford too. They've been waiting for that, they've been asking for that, so that will also happen. And then between South Africa and India, there's just a couple of days, and then in Dubai and Bahrain and in India. And this time last year there was a lot of travel in India, and this year it's again the same. Few days in Madhavan, then travel, and then coming back again for different things in Madhavan, and then more travel. So I'll be seeing some of you. Who's coming to Madhavan in the next few months? Very few brothers, but several sisters. So I'll see you there. And I know many of you were there in October already. So that was good. Some were there in December, but definitely October and December, some were there. So I know that Baba's moving London, UK generally, not just London, but Baba keeps moving London and the UK forward at all times. So I know that by the time I come back in April, I'll see more souls here. Om Shanti.